This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Morning Mess is back with a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Bailey?
Morning!
Good morning.
Ms. Bailey, what's going on with you and Alex?
So, Alex and I have been dating for 6 months. You know, he's been great. He's been sweet. But something, women's intuition is just telling me that he is stepping out. He has a side piece.
Oh.
I feel like he's dating, like, an Instagram girl.
So, you have, like, a specific person you think he's cheating on you with?
Yeah, so this girl, she comments on all his Instagram pictures. Like, it's always a little bit flirty, like, oh, you look cute in this picture, heart face. And I'm like, get away from him, you know?
Okay, this isn't like an aunt from outside of the state, and she just comments on all his things, like, you look lovely, honey.
She doesn't look like an aunt, so I clicked on her profile. I mean, it's private, but, like, she's cute from the profile picture. The thing is, basically, he looks single from his Instagram, because I'm not on it. He never posts me on his stories, only on his, like, close friends. I don't think she's on his close friends.
Okay.
You know, I'm not, like, insecure about that kind of stuff.
Yes, you are. Stop playing.
Shut up.
Don't tell him what to do, girl.
Girl, I love you. Okay, so...
I mean, like, I bring it up, and he's like, you know, just playfully, and he's always kind of shot it down.
Does he ever, like, comment back to any of his comments, like, in general on his posts, like, especially hers?
No.
Let's be honest, how great-looking is your man?
I've been on a bad day.
Oh. So he's a, okay.
That's better than most people on a good day.
Right. So he's a good-looking man. You could understand why girls are throwing it at him.
Yeah, I mean, he has a stable job and everything. What more can you ask for?
Girl, don't sell him now. Girl. We're trying to keep him in your relationship. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, let's do the staycation setup. What we're going to do is going to call Alex up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Ask who he wants to put on the reservation. And hopefully, Bailey, he's not out there trying to rush it to try to get this other girl's biscuits. Because sometimes they do it, when you're social distancing,
right.
Baby.
Okay.
Wait, what's this girl's name? Do you know what her Insta handle is?
Yeah, her Insta handle is Jess.
Okay,
so some girl named Jess.
Jess, Jessica. All right, well, let's do it. We're going to call him up next, and hopefully he's not cheating on you. If he is it automatically over, or we have counselors available?
No, it's over.
Okay.
Oh, she said that real quick, right?
Okay. All right.
All right, let's call Alex. He's up next. Morning Mess. We spoke to Miss Bailey, her women's intuitions in high gear about her man, Alex, who she feels might be cheating on her. Now, she's on the line right now. Now, Bailey, this is mainly due to social networking and some hearts and maybe some comments on the socials.
Yeah, this girl, I don't remember her full handle. It's Jess or Jessica or something. And she's always commenting heart eyes and all kinds of emojis and stuff on my boyfriend's pictures. So I want to make sure that Jess, innocent.
We do always say here that women's intuition is definitely something to think about. Have you noticed anything outside of those comments?
He spends more time at the gym.
Well, you did say he was a 7 on a bad day, so maybe he just likes to take care of himself. Oh.
Hello.
I mean, we could sit here, we could talk about this all we want to. The point is you're calling us for our help. We're going to call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to pretend to be that hotel clerk. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring as his guest for that free romantic weekend. The only name he should say is yours. If he says anybody else's, especially that girl Jess, then you know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. If you're ready, we can do this. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Alex?
Yeah.
Hi, Alex. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling to confirm details and to congratulate you. You're the grand prize winner.
What? How did this happen?
Well, we're working off of an online database right now, and with everything going on, we were looking to get you to help us out here. We're a new establishment. If you stay with us, you can review your experience online just so people can know that this is a really great place to stay.
Is it possible to use it like a month from now? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can definitely look into scheduling for a month from now. That's not a problem if that's good with you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay. So, Alex, just a few questions I need to answer before we go over that. My first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think about that just so we can make that message as best as possible.
I guess just keep it simple. Can you just put, like, love you?
Okay. I have that down already. So my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name to continue.
The name is Jessica.
I knew it. How dare you?
Hello?
So, Alex, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Bailey's on the line.
I made them call you because I had a feeling that you were cheating on me, and clearly I'm right.
Hold on. You had a radio station call me because you think that I'm cheating on you?
Are you really going to
narrate the entire situation?
I love it. When in doubt, repeat.
Clearly, you are cheating on me.
Clearly, I'm cheating on you.
I think I just learned a whole lot about you, Bailey.
What?
What the hell are you talking about? You're the one who invited a strange woman, like a sexy hotel stay with you.
A strange woman? Jessica's my sister.
Ew.
That's even worse.
Wait, what?
I was going to give it to her because it's my niece's birthday next month, and they don't have a whole lot of money. So I thought it might be nice to do something for them.
Wait, what did the note say again?
It just said love you. But hold on. This doesn't make sense to me because, Bailey, you were telling us how there was this Jess person that was also commenting on all his Instagram photos.
Exactly. Who is that?
I don't know. It's Instagram. Who cares?
Ooh, wait. This is a tough one. Hold up.
Now I'm kind
Wait, that's
announced.
A big coincidence because Bailey called in our show suspecting that you might be seeing a girl named Jess on the side who's been commenting and giving you little hearts on your Instagram. And you say the name Jessica?
I don't know what Bailey told you, but I'm telling you that Jessica is my sister. And when you call me with this opportunity, it popped into my head that maybe I would have an opportunity to do something nice for her.
Because why wouldn't Bailey already know that you have a sister named Jessica? Like, what, you're keeping your family a secret? 6 months isn't a small amount of time to not know your family.
Exactly. And she has a different last name than you.
Yeah, because she's married. Of course she has a different last name.
Well, this guy's good. Does he have a sister named Jessica Bailey?
No, that's a complete lie. You never told me about any sister, especially a sister named Jessica. I've never heard about any. Okay?
She's my half-sister.
Oh my God!
Oh, this guy's good.
Sir.
Look, I've never cheated on you. I don't know what else to say.
Wow. So different dads or what?
Your half-sister that you never mentioned that now you want to take on vacation?
Oh, wow.
I'm not taking her on vacation. I'm not taking her anywhere. I was offering
You are taking, offering well, I guess you're not for real taking her on vacation, but you thought you were 5 minutes ago.
I mean, I did say this is a romantic weekend stay, so even if that is your sister, sir, you're weird.
Whatever. This is done. I mean, Bailey, if you don't trust me, then this is over. I don't
okay.
know what to
say. All right. Well, Bailey, you done?
Yeah.
All right. Alex, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ms. Bailey?
Yep.
I don't know. It can go either way. I think he's lying.
I'm okay without him.
Okay.
I mean, 6 months isn't that long, girl. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Totally. And I know some lesbians that would love to jump you and hump you into the club.
Ew.
What?
Let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Girl, you are not laughing at this. That is disgusting. Oh, my God.
That wasn't a no.
Oh, my God, girl. I'm going to get you and Joey counseling. Hold on.
Wasn't a no.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.